Fred McDonald at
Agate Fossil Beds National Monument, Northwest Nebraska.
Tell us about what's special here. This is a unique site, isn't it?
Agate Fossil Beds is a truly unique site. Not only is it a place where in the early 20th century paleontologists discovered and excavated some of the best known specimens of the Miocene era, or the mammals, which are now exhibited in museums around the United States as well as around the world. But perhaps equally unique and surprising to most visitors is we have a collection of Native American artifacts associated with Chief Red Cloud of the Oglala Lakota, who gifted these items, and his family and friends gifted these items to the Cook family, the result of a unique relationship that existed for 35 years between James Cook and Red Cloud himself.
And the Cook family, they had a cattle ranch right here in the area?
The Cook Ranch, known as Agate Springs Ranch, is 3 miles west of the visitor center, and it was originally established in 1879 by James Cook's future father-in-law, and then Cook acquired it in mid-1880s. It's still in the Cook family today, and it is an operating ranch, although the Cook family themselves own the property. They lease out the operation to a local rancher.
And back to the Miocene prehistoric fossils. You talked about some new species discovered here, varieties.
There are a variety of species that have been found here. Again, the four most common are mammals, the Monoceros, the Meropus, the Dinohyus, and the Bear Dog. But there's also a Stenomyelus that's been found, which is a small gazelle-sized camel. We have prehistoric burrows of a Paleocaster, which is a beaver. We also do have type specimens of prehistoric hawks that have been found here. Recently, 2012, there were remains, not found in the main quarries, but elsewhere in the park, of Miocene epic horses, Parahippus, and possibly one other that has yet to be identified.
How many millions of years?
Oh, the fossils here predominantly date between 19 and 22 million years. So dinosaurs would have died out in 65 million years ago. So these are relatively neophytes in the animal world.
The typical person that you find that walks in your door, how did they get here? Where were they coming from or going to? And did they come out of their way to visit here?
Actually, we get people here from around the globe. A lot of times it's individuals who are from the greater Intermountain and Plains region who are taking, you know, a short family vacation, a couple of days, maybe a week. We often get more in the terms of retirees who are taking RV trips across the country. Perhaps this is on their bucket list, or, you know, this is just someplace they're passing by and stopping at on their way to Yellowstone or the Grand Teton's Hans or Glacier. But we also get a lot of people from Europe, and I'm actually shocked at how many people we do get from Europe. And they intentionally seek out this place more than is just something they happen upon. They tend to have a better knowledge of actually agate fossil beds and what they can find here than most Americans, who tend to be more surprised by the Cook collection, having seen the name agate fossil beds, assuming there's just fossils here.
For further information, you have an NPS website.
For more information, the best place would be the NPS website, so nps.gov/AGFO, or you can also call the park at 308-668-2211.
Thank you very much, Fred.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.